You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Coco. I'm here with Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hello, hello.
And Danny's always here, and we've got Jackie. I'm going to have Jackie introduce herself in a little bit, but I got to tell you, I always love having our next generation in the studio with us. Today I've got Jackie's going to tell you who she is in a minute, but I've got her daughter here, Imani. Is it Imani? And I've got my favorite person in the world, Lex, sitting next to me today, kicking me to say, Mom, don't say that. And so we're looking for a good show today. Busy week, Jen.
My goodness.
We have been so busy. One of the things that we've been working on, and let me just start by saying here at WWBC, What's Cooking in the 321, that we do have a number. You can text us while we're talking. It's 321-437-1567. And Janet, am I missing anything else to tell them while we're on the air that they can, you can always text us at that number while we're talking, and we'll give away some.
Ask questions. We're going to give away a $25 Melbourne Seafood gift certificate, a gift card.
To like the 25th texter at the end of the show.
She did it. Like,
can I win it?
No. She did like, what did you do, like the 100th text for the other day? I like
text.
To have never got through all of those texts. I'm like trying to count them.
So it's funny, and we love Melbourne Seafood, and we're always here because of Melbourne Seafood. But I can tell you that what's funny is when somebody, you know, when they really want to eat dinner at the Melbourne Seafood, because they'll text 10 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we used to, when they were giving concert tickets away, we would call and call and call and call and call and call and call until, and take that chance.
I used to go sit in front of Turtles Records and wait for the concert tickets to be released. I'd sit, you know, sometimes overnight to get concert tickets.
I've done that with the Backstreet Boys.
The what?
I waited in line for Backstreet Boys tickets for the girls, for Darcy and Meredith, when they were young. I got in that line at like 5 in the morning.
Mine was like Metallica and Guns N' Roses back in the 80s.
You are a headbanger.
That's right.
When we're driving, in fact, this is a nice drive here because we'll fight about what we're going to listen to, because I listen to Christian rock only. And she listens to Metallica.
There is no fight because the driver has control of the radio. Unless Lex is in the car. Unless Lex is in the car, and then Lex, what do we listen to?
Hits One.
Hits One. She likes Hits One.
Serious. XM.
The Imani, tell us college life. What are you guys listening to?
I feel like everyone listens to everything.
Yeah. You guys are open-minded spirits. I got to tell you, from being in Eastern Florida State College, that's the one thing I love, because people, and I'm not one of them, well, maybe some days, but I'm crazier. But this generation is very different. And Lex, lean back for just a second. I want to see Imani, because you guys went through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, right now, Jen and I, you know, we have the places inside of Eastern Florida State College, Palm Bay and Melbourne, and we look at the enrollment. And out of this enrollment of tons of thousands, you know, I don't know, 14,000 people or whatever, 9,100 of them are doing remote learning. They don't even want to get, like, they don't get out of their pajamas. You know how many people come to college now in their pajama bottoms? This is becoming a way of life. And I'm not going to lie. You've seen me in Walmart. I am the people that people write on Facebook. Can you believe somebody was in Walmart on Facebook? I go, please stop talking about me. I was in a hurry, and you're just at the corner. I'm as guilty. But your generation, and I know, because I have a 21-year-old who absolutely wants to look for a remote job. She wants to work from home, and she is not alone. Our friend Gina, you know, we talked about this many times because we have young people. They don't want to leave the house. Are you different? Tell me a young person. I'd love to have young people on the show just for this reason.
I feel like I'm way different. Like, I definitely, like, want to go out and do things. Like, I think I might even look forward to, like, having to have a routine where I have to go to work. Now, I probably will change
like
my mind.
Like a 9 to 5?
Right.
Wow.
Maybe not 9 to 5. I know my mom always complains that I never get up early enough, so we're working on that. But
second shift, baby.
Right, yeah, exactly, exactly. So, but I would like to, like, you know, go to work, or I don't really think I would stay home because I feel like I wouldn't be very productive.
Now you're done with college?
No, I'm going in the fall for my master's. Yeah,
that's awesome. Congratulations.
I'm going to Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Yay, mom.
Urban planning. Bring it back to Palm Bay. We need all the urban planning that we can possibly drum up.
Absolutely. I think that's awesome.
And revitalizing cities and places so young people want to come.
And let me just ask you, I have a brother that has, I believe he might have a master's, two master's, whatever he has, but he's changed fields.
Mm-hmm.
So are you set in a direction you're going in?
I think I'm pretty set right now. I mean, in my undergrad, like, I feel like I was a little, not necessarily all over the place, but I feel like it was, like, a similar area. Like, at first I started with engineering, and then I was like, oh, I hate math. I don't want to do that. And then I did architecture for a while, but then it didn't quite work out because I didn't get into the program I wanted. And then finally now it's urban planning. So
urban
a little bit.
What is urban planning?
Urban planning, it's, like, city planning, basically how cities are made, how, like, it kind of decides, like, everything in a city, like where the parks are, where business, like municipalities can be, whereas like industrial areas versus like residential areas.
You know what? That's important.
And most importantly,
yeah. That's very important.
Accommodations for people with disabilities. They help with that too.
That's good. And I know we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that. Jackie, introduce yourself. Let's bring you in here for a minute. Just tell all of our audience and everybody listening at What's Cooking in the 321 who you are.
Sure.
And you've been on the show before. Welcome back.
Yes, I have. Actually, last year you had us in, and thank you again for inviting
Absolutely.
Us. Absolutely. My name is Jackie Yerby. I run the Angels Bridging Gaps Autism and Disability Support Organization. In addition, we have an adult program that we call ABG Works that we run 3 days a week. We're about to start back up next week. So we stay busy. In addition to that, we also started a coalition last year. We call it the One Voice Coalition of Florida. Our goal is to connect with all different kinds of resources, not just disability supports. The reality is that our families in our communities use all kinds of wraparound supports. Whether you're a senior in this community, a person with a disability, or whether a person or a mom or dad just having a hard time with your family and needing some of those extra supports. I've gotten so many calls from families that are going through homelessness, that are going through loss of jobs, loss of insurance.
Now, and do you just work here in Brevard, or are you...
In Brevard is my home. I live in Palm Bay.
Now, do you guys have... Is there an actual, like, place that you...
No, we don't actually have a physical place.
You don't.
We're a combination of a lot of different organizations working together within our coalition. The Brevard Autism Coalition is another board that I sit on, and it's one of the founding coalitions in this particular board. We're kind of just pulling everyone together.
And
when I was with the school district, I actually served as chair of the interagency council. And at its best time, we had over 40 agencies in Brevard County working together.
Do we still have 40 agencies?
Not quite.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to pull that back together.
Yeah.
COVID destroyed a lot.
It did. That's why I was asking. You know, I love to hear a young person when they tell me, because they've lived through something we'll never understand.
But we're all still struggling to pull ourselves back together.
Right.
Our disability community has been very fragmented in the last few years. And right now, more than ever before, we know that our services are in jeopardy. So we need to pull together. And that means all wraparound supports. So
when I'm looking, Jennifer, we're on August 29th, I believe, that you're going to be in the auditorium with us, right?
Yes, we are having our Helping Hands, our One Voice Helping Hands Disability Conference.
So let me just read this. This is at the Melbourne Auditorium, Saturday, August 29th, Angels Bridging Gaps, One Voice Coalition, did I say that word right?
Sure,
Coalition, Florida, Helping Hands Free Disability Resource Fair. It's going to be from 11 to 4.
10 to 4.
And we're going to...
10 to 4.
10 to 4? We need to fix that.
We decided to open up a little bit earlier so that we can have our families walk the floor. We're going to have vendors there.
Okay.
Most importantly, we're having Bob Astalas. He is the director of the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. He's our state director. Okay. He's going to be our keynote speaker. I've got his team coming from APD.
So is it workshops?
It's going to be different panels.
Okay.
We're going to have the vendor floor available with all kinds of resources and vendors available. This past summer, I spent a lot of time. I attended the Family Cafe over in Orlando. I just recently did the AHA conference over in Orlando. And I'm getting some of those resources brought here to Brevard County.
Well, good
for
you.
All kinds of different things.
And we certainly need that. You know, when I was at, in fact, the company's still Paradise Center, we had Doug Flutie all the time.
Yes, and actually Doug has worked with us with our 5K race that we did.
That's what I was going to say. Is Batmobile going to be in there?
Not this round, but he had the Batmobile for the Brevard 5K race that'll be coming up in February.
I'm from Melbourne Beach, so he's like a staple to us.
He is.
Do you know who that is, Danny? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's done some wonderful things, but yeah, I love to see him Fifth Avenue and A1A. I love when I go by and you see the car there and he's out on the corner and... it's just wonderful that he's still doing those things.
Yeah, he's definitely one of our celebrities and one of our families. He's got a child himself a young person with a disability with autism.
Yeah.
So we all understand what it's like. I have a 27-year-old son with autism, so it's one of the reasons that I'm so passionate about what we do in this community and bringing more resources to Brevard County.
So I want to ask Imani, so, because one thing I say when I was younger... nobody in school wanted anybody to know if you had a disability or if there was a problem. I'm telling you, this is a true story. In Eastern Florida State College, I sat one day with everybody in, and this was at the Palm Bay campus, talking about who had the worst autism and who had the worst, who was like farther off the spectrum. I'm like, you're all just crazy. You're all just crazy. And I said, it's changed so much,
because
though.
Back in our day, it was more of a stigma, and it was something to be embarrassed
about.
And your parents didn't want anybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, nowadays, it's like, look, there's an issue. We've got to get a handle on this and help instead of hurt. And I love that.
And the sooner we get help for those individuals and those children, and also adults.
Yes, definitely.
Like I said, there's more adults getting diagnosed than you can possibly ever imagine.
No, I do believe that.
Mm-hmm. Just this past year, I had my stepbrother, who's 38 years old, and he just had a 2-year-old son and got married about 2 years ago, call me up and say, hey, we just got a diagnosis. So I said, and he's in California. I said, well, don't worry about it. You know, we'll get the services for your son. He said, no, not him, me.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. He said, what am I supposed to do with this diagnosis? I don't know what to do. I said, what you're going to do is you're going to give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
You're going to understand why you feel the way that you feel. And why maybe, and help your wife understand a little bit more of how to help support you in all of this.
See, that's why I think it's really important to have like you on here. And we've had a few others too, because we like to bring awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, in Jen, can I pass the HIPAA Act on you here?
all the time.
You know, Jen suffers from something called POTS.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And the more we talk about it, the more people are actually
familiar.
They're familiar. And if you go on Facebook, people will say, because POTS is something that, just like autism, everybody's different.
Exactly.
There's no sheet like this that you can go, oh, this is what they have.
And you can fix it.
Yeah, and you can fix it. I have to tell you, though, and I'm going to share, Jen, I think you figured it out, a little
maybe.
Piece of POTS.
At least something, maybe it'll help me, and I'm going to share with, you know, people.
Tell everybody.
Because
I think it's
remarkable. Well, because I'm, you know, old and had a really...
She's not.
Rough life being an EMT and a police officer, but I had to have a couple of hip injections for my bursitis in my hip, and I realized the next day after the injection that I felt all of a sudden like really good, and I think, you know, please don't let it be the steroids, because I do not want to take steroids and things like that. But I also have a problem with absorption issues, and so I cannot stay hydrated. No matter how much, I can drink 10 gallons of water a day, and I cannot stay hydrated. And so I think that it's because of the direct IV basically flooding my system for 2 hours while they were working on me that has helped me for over 2 weeks. Each injection's been about a 2-week difference in it. So I'm going to start looking into IV therapy to help me, because it...
Which I thought was a hoax. I'm like, IV therapy. I'm going to get bags of water and pump it in everybody and charge them $100, you know? But there's finally something,
because
when she has these IVs... Yes. Next thing, she's like, you know, simonizing the car and cleaning the house. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, this is great.
Absolutely.
What'd you do?
Because prior to this, it was difficult to get out of the bed. It's difficult to shower. It's difficult to breathe. I can't walk my little dog that likes to takes so much care of her. I think Molly loves Alex more than me now, but that's okay. You know, I had no value of life. I mean...
And that's the truth. You know. The people with disabilities, mm-hmm. and like I said, we all have so many invisible disabilities. Mm-hmm. We're all just one, you know, one leg
and course,
in and one leg out.
I have a handicap tag, mm-hmm. cause, and some days I can't walk without my walker. A lot of days, you know, when I do park in a handicap, I feel bad that I have to park there. But, you know, I have had people go, nothing wrong with you.
Well, like, I love when
please,
they do that.
Please come switch with me for just
exactly.
one day.
Try having an adult son that's 27 that may have a meltdown on you. So mm-hmm. we have a handicap sticker in the front also because mm-hmm. sometimes if he's having a moment, I need to get to that car. Yeah. And people won't understand that.
They don't.
You know, people don't understand the challenges mm-hmm. of
they're
being.
Cruel. If they don't see it. Then
yeah.
you're just...
If you're not in a wheelchair mm-hmm. or you're not don't have a physical disability, see. People don't understand or take the compassion to understand. But the reality is we're all... My friend Nicole, who's normally with me, I forget what she says. She says that disabilities is always taking applications. It's the one... this thing that's always taking applications and always willing to take more people in. Mm-hmm. And we all will be disabled at some point in our life, whether Absolutely. You call becoming a senior... and getting your new bionic leg or eye.
I just got a bionic leg.
See?
That's right.
Did we ever know that we were going to be the bionic people?
No.
But like I said, this is the reality as we all get older, or we could all get into a car accident. Any one of us could be mm-hmm. disabled at any point in time. So we're asking the entire community to come out and support this event. Our seniors, our veterans, our families that have kids with disabilities, adults with disabilities,
and
other
I think
local
every
community
family,
partners.
Do you have anybody in your family disabled? Because I think every family it's touching. At this point in life, that's what I was saying about the colleges. All these kids are on the spectrum. We're on the spectrum somehow. I'm believing that, though, because mm-hmm. I know I'm a little crazy. I know you guys might think I'm not, but I'm here to tell you. I have some issues, you know, every once in a while. Once in a while, I get Tourette syndrome. Just ask the people that I work with in the auditorium. And then I got apologized the next day.
I think we all have some level of sensory issues. We laugh about this, but mm-hmm. the more we start to understand autism and how the brain works and the wires that are crossed, I think we all have our little idiosyncrasies of sorts.
Lex, can I tell them that you used to lick every door handle
well,
because you liked the way it felt?
Whether or not
no,
you
can, Lex.
Whether or not she just said yes, you did it in it.
Lex, we're not admitting to that.
Lex
okay,
did.
She sounds like my mom. She tells all my information.
Mm. Well, Lex liked to feel things. Like if you put a piece of paper, she liked to feel it. But she would literally walk in and she'd look at something and she'd lick it. And I'd go, why'd you do that? She goes, it was, Lex talks crazy. She goes, it was just so satisfying. And I would just look at her and go, what?
She does not understand ASMR either.
Oh, yeah, autonomic sensory stuff where the people like pop bubble wrap yeah. and they whisper
Brianna
into
falls
things.
Asleep to that.
You gotta talk up the mic if you can talk. That's like those mm-hmm. have you seen, I'm sure you've seen, there's those little popper things.
Yes.
They all have poppers now. I'm like
everyone's got a fidget.
Everybody's
but
got
I got news for you. My girlfriend had this spinner fidget that she had. I was playing with it, okay? Mm-hmm. We all need something to fidget with.
I
it
sort
helps
of like
our brains
spinners.
Relax.
Exactly.
It's and it's really what it is. Autism, more than anything else, it's anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of anxiety and sensory overload completely. A person that's autistic may be sitting in this room with and hear the lights crinkling, mm-hmm. literally, mm-hmm. and hear they're so hypersensitive to the world around us, unlike you and I, who can absorb, literally ignore everything around us. Everyone could be talking, everything's going on. But they kind of zone in and focus in, and it's hard for them to drown out the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. They need somebody like Jen. She sits next to me and just hits me and goes, don't move.
That's exactly what they need sometimes. Yes,
usually
that's true.
Like bad films.
Yep.
Not that. But.
Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing, and I'm certainly glad to be part of it.
Thank you again.
How about... what are you guys doing to get the word out? I mean, I'm glad you're here to do it, but because Jen has gotten really good with getting people to these events and putting everything on our... We have so many different websites and...
Facebook pages.
And Facebook pages now and Instagrams.
We're definitely doing a lot. We've got a couple of interns for the summer. My daughter Imani is one of our first angel buddies. I call them our community...
Angel buddies. I like that. Angel buddies.
They're our community partners of tomorrow. Those are my high school and college students mm-hmm. and our volunteers and interns. So we've got a couple of interns that are working with our different organizations. Working on social media. Imani just finished doing a flyer for me late last night at like midnight.
I do those too, like last minute.
I know. 4 in the morning, I'll go, what are you doing?
So we're getting out there in the community, any and every place, talking on different radio shows, telling our families to help share the information.
Does anybody listen to radio anymore? I mean, I know some people will listen to our show because we know that, and you can hear What's Cooking in the 321 for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like anybody who's listening today or couldn't listen today, they can go to, and how's it work, Jen, on demand?
You can go to WWBC and there's a thing that you can click on, their Facebook thing, or you can go to WWBC.com and they have an on demand. They have tuned in radio that you can go to, and you can put in like Kim's show, which is What's Cooking in the 321,
but you can,
it'll come up, but you can listen as far back as
years. Forever. And so the people, that's what I'm saying, is I say to Jen all the time, is my dead mother the only one listening to our show live? So, and Danny and I have talked about this many times. We can't tell who's listening live. And I know they even tried to take AM radio out of cars back 2 years ago. And they said, no, emergency broadcasting. We need to have the AM radio still. But I hate that we can't monitor how many are listening other than how many people text us. People can go, like, what you want to do is go to your Facebook pages later on today and go, if you missed our show, go to WWBC, listen online.
We text about
and
that
you hope
earlier,
that they listen again. You know, that's how we build up people that are listening later on. Because I know even myself, CETA, Viewpoint with CETA is on Mondays. Very rarely do I get a chance to listen live, but I'll always listen to it that night or sometime during this week. I'll go back and listen to her show every week. I'm sure CETA pushes my show, too.
Do you guys have posted on YouTube as well?
We usually don't do a lot of YouTube.
Maybe a great place to kind of post some of
those. There's cameras up there, as you see. You know, and everybody and their brother always says now they're doing...
podcasts.
They're doing a podcast. And
or
so
Facebook Live.
When we talk to our people who advertise with us, you know, they'll always go, is it a podcast? And it's like, no, it's not a podcast. We're real radio. Howard Stern.
If we do anything visual, that means I might have to look a little decent, not look like I'm like haven't slept in 14 days.
Well, and that's why we did, because when Scott from Scott's on Fifth, I don't know if you've ever ate at Scott's on
Fifth. And Scott, if you're listening, we're thinking about you.
And we are thinking about you, Scott. He's having a hip replacement too, so we're.
We love you and miss you.
But Scott's on Fifth is one of my favorite restaurants, and he's actually, I think, close till September. To do a little R&R.
He's power man. He's going to get back.
Absolutely. But him and I used to do this show, and it was also on Facebook at the same time live. Mm-hmm. So we could actually see all the people chiming at that same time, which was actually sort of nice. And
I cannot imagine you two, the ADD between the two of you, trying to do that, trying to do this, and Danny trying to wrangle you.
No, it was okay, because what's funny about Scott and I is we never had anything, just like me, I don't have anything in front of me that I'm really reading, and we just used to laugh and at each other and kept it going. A lot of times we didn't even have anybody in here. It was the Kim and Scott show. We were selfish.
Poor Danny.
We didn't that was Paul. At the time.
But those are the kind of things that made us fall in love with radio.
Absolutely.
And just being able to listen in, and it was before you could visually see everything. So, you know, it's a lost art.
It really is. Well, we have an event at the auditorium called P-Cars, which is really, really, really close to Kim's heart because her dad was a ham radio operator.
It's ham radios.
Yeah. And so people don't realize that one day when things happen and you have no electricity, you have no technology, your ham radio is
when
going
Sharknado
to be
happens here in Florida. We're going to need our AM radio.
Yes, I've got a crank radio. I don't play.
I do too.
You got
it. See, I'm glad to hear that, because I say that all the time. Jen, is anybody listen to the show? Because we can't see it physically, so it's a little hard. So it's the only thing with podcasting is you can see how many people looked on. And I love that people do. They can come back, just like I was saying tonight. You want to tell all your listeners, hey, if you're all of your
and
people on your Facebook.
Link, that links it to it.
Yeah, if you missed the show today, we were with Kim and Jen, and you can listen to that show anytime at your convenience. So we're hoping to get more people listening to the show, because I took a little siesta there myself when I was having knee surgery and stuff. So I'm enjoying being back. And when you talk about vintage, I did iHeartRadio. Ron Segi, I had in the... And when Ron Segi came into the, it was the best feeling for me, because Ron has been with the Brat Pack, and he's this big, guy in radio. And Him and I just hit it off. He was doing an Elvis. He was doing some Elvis show and stuff. And he came in the studio and he just stopped dead in his tracks. He goes, oh my gosh, I love this studio. It's vintage and that. When I was in their show, it was literally a conference table with a square box speaker where we were all just sitting around. And I think that mic in your face just puts you in the right frame of mind.
To me, this just feels more personal, like you're actually on radio.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just at a conference meeting.
Correct.
Conference call.
Right.
I despise conference calls.
In which I do all the time.
Speaking of which, Ron said he sent you a message not too long ago trying to poke you.
I know. I keep up with both of them over there. And
anybody that's on my personal page, which I know we have a lot of listeners that are, I just shared again the Angels Bridging Gaps. With her RSVP to hold your spot RSVP early to hold your spot at the upcoming 2026 One Voice Helping Hands Disability Resource Conference. And of course, that's going to be at the Melbourne Auditorium August 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And it's completely free for all of our attendees.
And Jackie, do you still need vendors?
We still need vendors.
You still need
sponsors.
Vendors. And so let's tell our listeners, what kind of vendors are you looking for?
All right. Let's see. We are any and everyone. We've got some police departments. We've talked to the sheriff's department. We've got hopefully Brevard Schools will be there as well. We've got community partners coming from Orlando with all kinds of biomedical treatments, therapies.
You know what, if I can tell attorneys. You, I don't know if our listeners don't know, but Molly Dolly's in the studio today. Molly is a service animal. Mm-hmm. And what she does is, like, Jen's heart rate will go from 40, I don't know, Jen.
Like 150, and she'll jump on me. She'll jump in my lap, and she'll start jumping on my chest.
And even when I had my knee surgery, she would get up on my knee and put no weight, but she'll put, no matter where I hurt, I can come home from, like, gun show when I've been on my feet for yowza yowza, I dance for 1,000 hours. She'll know right where I hurt, and she puts her chin with no weight, and it's remarkable. You should have a service dog.
We actually
don't
will
some
have
of your people need service
animals? A number
animals?
Of our families do. My son is not one. He's the complete opposite of that. But yeah, a lot of our families do, actually, and we have a partnership with a couple of the different organizations that provide service animals. Mm-hmm. We are looking also for attorneys. We're looking for therapists.
Now, when you say looking for attorneys, is that because it's hard for somebody to get help and they need attorneys?
In the last few years, we deal with all kinds of attorneys. Our special needs families are dealing crisis all the time.
That, and I'm sure a lot of civil issues because of hiring. Remember, there's a young man you tried to help when we first met.
Oh,
you tried to help and he got fired from wherever it was, and they held his money, and you tried
so
to
that,
help
that
him.
So that was before, we actually brought him on the show.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't give him his pay. And there
let me tell you, that show, we had so much response on that mm-hmm. show, which actually told me that people listen. I don't know if you were here, Paul, but we brought Blake on the show.
Blake, that's right.
He had worked for that smoothie place,
yep,
and they literally fired him.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, and... they hired him for the same reason. They hired him because he had a handicap and then fired him because he was too handicapped.
Some big companies.
It's like you can't have it both ways.
Unfortunately, a lot of our families deal with it.
Mm-hmm. But some companies, big companies, will get a break or get extra money if they hire them. It doesn't say how long they have to keep them.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's the truth. The mm-hmm. hardest part with our families and individuals with disabilities is getting the jobs, but mm-hmm. keeping the jobs.
Keeping it.
Most of our young adults that graduate from school may start off possibly having a small job for a couple hours a week,
mm-hmm.
but most of them do not work full-time. And right now, at a time when we are looking at government benefits getting cut,
mm-hmm.
there's a possibility that we've heard through the chain that they might want to remove Social Security benefits from people with disabilities that live at home. A lot of our families depend on that.
Huh.
You have to remember mm-hmm. that when you have an adult with a disability that may have been a disability since a child, that's an income that family never receives.
And
so our families are always at a financial loss.
Absolutely.
On top of everything.
And one of the things that I was reading about here a while back, speaking of disabilities, is the federal government and the state governments are not doing these cost of living, different things, and now that the pay has gone up per person, you know, for hourly, places like Medicaid and the food stamp people and different things like that, their income threshold limits are still so low that people blow through them. You can't. I mean, well, it maxes them out.
Who can live at under $2,000? People with disabilities cannot have more than $2,000 in their accounts at any point in time. If they're, I think, a joint,
it's like $3,000 or something like that. It's not much more. But yet they do not qualify for Florida Medicaid. They won't qualify for the EBT benefits.
So let me be the terrible person in that. And certainly I'm not going to say their name, but we had an employee who absolutely played the system.
Yeah.
And was getting, he worked so many hours for us, and he would say, I can't go one more hour, I'll lose my disability.
Correct.
And we start looking at it, and we're like, what's your disability? And we realized he had a self-inflicted disability. He took too much Adderall. And I'm like, stop taking Adderall.
And like I said, we know that there's some people that are trying to beat the system.
And that's what wrecks it for everybody.
But the reality is, I'm talking about hardcore families.
The ones that
I've lived in this community for over 20 years. I've known these kids. I've watched these young people grow up from age 5 and 6 when they were part of our horseback riding program.
And I used to go to that. It was at the end of my street in Vera.
And we were down with the Rescued Horses Saved Kids program. And we did that for a number of years. But I've watched those kids grow up to be young adults right now.
I used to do that every Thursday.
Can't get a job. If they can get a job, I believe that every young person with a disability, including my son with low verbal autism, has the ability to work.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have communities that are going to be accepting to them and give them those opportunities,
I'm going to give
then
you
we
an
owe
example.
Them those same individuals support in our community. They have 100%. To have some level of support. And these families are burdening all of the support.
Let me tell you how Jen and I, and this is just one instance in our lives where we're affected by it. My son just came over the night before last, mm-hmm. with his wannabe, he wants her to be his wife,
mm-hmm.
who's legally blind. She could barely see anything.
And just got her benefits.
It took her forever, not even good benefits. But she does still want to work.
Of course
she goes. She works at Publix. Mm-hmm. They only will give her 8 hours.
And that's part of the problem.
And it's like,
it's not
how
enough
can
to
she
live
on that? Yep.
She can't.
But the thing is, if they get married, then she loses everything.
She loses it all. I had to explain that to the young adults
in my program.
Yep.
They said, Miss Jackie, why can't we get married? Why don't our parents support us dating?
And that's
because
so sad.
We're afraid that if you date, you're going to lose all your benefits during a time that you need them the most.
So, I mean, we're
such a divisive country with these things. There are a lot of other countries that pay for health care, that put people with disabilities first.
And you never hear her complain about her disability, ever. I've never heard her complain once. Mm-hmm. She just wanted insurance.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
She wanted just a little help. And here I've got this employee of mine that I finally said, get out. You know, you just... I said, here's a person who they're just throwing money at, and here's a person who can't even see to drive ever or whatever,
and she walks to work,
and then I hope, you know, I love Publix because I shop there all the time, but give her more hours.
Publix is one of the few employers. Walmart stopped hiring a lot of our people with disabilities years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, and I want to tell
there
you about
this
one.
There was another one that got a lot of tax breaks, but then understand that they felt like they weren't being qualified enough to do the jobs. Their job description, they changed all of their job descriptions to where it was made it
impossible.
I
wish there was something she could do for us, but in the kitchen, it's pretty bad that when, you know, not be able to see.
Because
I always say, let me employ Jenny.
I thought you were talking about her helping us. I'm like, I don't have any positions right now. I wish.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Jackie.
Uh-oh.
Because there's somebody I would like to be outside the day of your event.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the sweetest person.
Oh,
in fact, her place is called Marie's Sweet Treats.
Oh, I know Marie.
And it's this little ice cream truck.
We love Marie.
Well, and do you know what she does?
I sure do.
Because she hires...
Marie is one of our vendors and one of our supporters in our program, and we support her just as much.
She going to be there?
No, she is. I want her out there because they can't bring her in.
I know she's got
I absolutely would love her to be there because what she does to me is I just think it's so wonderful. She said when Blake lost his job, she was the first one to step up and go, I'll hire him.
I thought that was the Blake you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly.
I said, you know what? I said, I really, really appreciate that. But we found another place for him.
Well, he's in North Carolina right now.
And that's what we need. We need more community partners to open up their and create opportunities. Book Rehab has a wonderful program that they will hire, and they will pay an employer up to 12 weeks or individual up to 12 weeks to work for them just by giving them the opportunity to come in.
And sometimes it's, you know, all they need is just an opportunity to get out and learn to work. Even if that first job doesn't work out, they've actually gotten their foot in the door, and that anxiety is not as bad the next time.
Now, do you have somebody that's going to be there that can help people that want to work?
Yes. Matter of fact, let me tell you about...
Because, I mean, I think if we could find one person, I mean, one thing that somebody can do and teach them that and help them to be strong at that.
We're going to actually, as I told you, my adult program starts next week. One of the team members that we have on that work with our youth and our young adults is the University of Florida's Extension Program.
Oh.
I'm on their board of directors, and they normally only go up to age 18 with their 4-H clubs. But just last year, within the past 2 years, I've gotten them interested in our adults with disabilities. So they started a program called Roots to Work.
Oh,
and it's to get a gardening certification for our adults.
Oh, that'd be great.
So our adult program is one of the things that we do. Within my program, we also do an entrepreneurship program where we do pop-up days. We go to senior centers. I'm creating little jobs for them.
See, and you know what's the terrible part?
And opportunities for them.
The terrible part is if they start earning money, then they lose their benefits.
Well, within a certain... There are ways to work around
it. And that's what we need to get somebody working on.
There's something called CWIC.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person that actually, Brevard Achievement Center is one of the few organizations that has this CWIC. It's a person that works with Social Security benefits that makes sure you can work, but you won't lose your benefits. They will sit down with you and help you to figure out how to make sure not to go over that threshold.
Isn't that terrible? If you work an extra hour.
Yes. Do you know that most of the people wind up losing their disabilities because every few months we have five weeks in a month, and that one week can throw somebody completely off where they wind up owing back benefits. So it's a challenge out there.
Really,
but I do believe that in our communities we can overcome these challenges.
Well, and I think that's
together.
Why it's so important for you to do what you're doing.
Well, the conference, that's the whole point of the conference, to bring everyone together, to collaborate.
So everybody listen, what's cooking in the 321? I know there's a lot of restaurants out here listening and restaurant people, and if there's anything you can think of that would be helpful to Jackie's cause here, and if you can think of, you know, being a vendor, come in, it helps you, it helps them. And where, Jackie, tell everybody if they want to be a vendor, can they call? Where can they
If they want to be a vendor, they can reach us at abgworks1@gmail.com. That's our email address. Our website is angels, A-N-G-E-L-S, bridging, B-R-I-D-G-I-N-G, gaps, GAPS.com. And you will see our information there, and you'll have the registration link for the conference will also be on that website as well.
That's awesome.
You can also reach out to me, Jackie Yerby, 631-807-2974. Again, everything that anyone can do is appreciated. I thank everyone in advance.
And certainly you can text us at the 321-437-1567. Jen, you'll get whatever anywhere.
And get all of that. Facebook, What's Cooking in the 321, City Bistro at Melbourne Auditorium. I always tag our personal pages. Now, tag Miss Jackie this
we'll
morning.
Help you get that word
I just shared
out.
One of them sitting here on my personal page.
And just
page.
Know that the funds that we raise from the vendor fees and the sponsorships, that's going to go toward doing this event. We've got another event coming up, a candidate forum. We're going to be doing legislative updates at this conference. Again, Bob Astalas is our keynote speaker. So families that need help, that need those approvals through APD, make sure you get yourself there. We're going to have the team there to help you fill out applications. If you haven't gotten a response, don't give up. Keep coming, because the more we keep pushing together, the more we can accomplish together.
And Jackie, I'm gonna switch here on you. I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay until the show's over. But the one thing Jen and I have been talking about a lot. In fact, Gina just moved. She's left Melbourne.
Don't. That's mine.
But tell everybody. That's what I'm saying.
She just sent us both that message. I'm like,
So she's not leaving our show, What's Cooking in 321, but Gina from the city is now going to be Gina from Leeds.
Gina from Melboom is now going to be Gina for LEAD, L-E-A-D, which is Lead, Engage, Achieve, and Develop. They are working together to strengthen our community by inspiring people to lead. And she is going to be the marketing and events manager beginning August 6th.
And we're going to miss her in the city, yeah. But I tell you what, we're certainly not going to lose touch of her. And
are you kidding? I can't wait to her Christmas party.
Well, and I hope she'll be right back on the show with us, though. Because what will we say? We won't be going Gina on the Block, like J-Lo. Now it won't be Gina from the city. It's going to be Gina leading the world or something. I don't know. We got to come up with something. But
Gina leads, she don't follow.
Gina leads, that's right. So Gina, we wish you well. We really, we're going to miss you at the city, but we know you're going to be here in the studio with us soon. So we send you our best, and you know we'll see you soon. I'll keep bothering you. But that brings me to the city. I want to know how, and if you know, there's a new tax coming in play. It's like 200.
And let me throw a disclaimer in there real quick. If they don't want to speak about it,
that's fine too.
Yeah, you can just tell us we don't want to discuss.
But I'm trying to get educated in every area because
exactly.
I think
people have all kinds of opinions.
I think first to educate everybody. Mm-hmm. This is what's so important right now in our cities, not just Brevard, but every city across Florida right now is feeling this. You might have, and that's what I want to know if you've seen this $250,000 homestead exemption that's going to be on our next. Bill, have you seen that?
I have seen it.
Because with that, all of the stuff like senior centers,
exactly.
Gone.
People don't realize.
Parks and Rec, gone.
And you're not.
Pools,
you think, if
money,
you think
gone.
That we have a lack of resources now, mm-hmm. I've actually heard that the Palm Bay Aquatic Center may be closing because of that.
No,
yeah, beforehand.
That's not even, like, we've already seen the list of things.
Yeah,
if it's,
the potential.
If they vote no, mm-hmm. if they vote yes.
Who's going to come yes. put the fire out going. At your house? And then are they going to charge you? Are they going to charge you separately for these
additional
services?
They're going to charge you for mosquito control.
Well, not only that, a lot of people, like we've talked about before, those departments are already shorthanded. So now you're cutting money and having to increase rates and not be able to pay them any more money, just like the police departments. They may have to go to volunteer departments.
So how about
the police department? Crime is going to increase.
So do you have a lot of things that are being paid out of that?
Oh, 100%.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I wanted to ask you.
The conference is about wraparound mm-hmm. services. We're talking about those wraparound services that are in jeopardy.
It's great that you're there August 29th because we need to have somebody. This is very important. We need to have somebody there to educate everybody on what they'll actually be losing.
We need to really start looking to see if somebody's got. Somebody that's doing an information campaign mm-hmm. and have them at events.
Now, Nicole is going to be there. She's our legislative leg. She's going to give an update on all those different things going on legislatively okay. that's going to affect us.
What did we say earlier? They said something about Brevard was going to fight it or something. What was that, Cam?
So the county of Brevard, I think it was last night. I could be mistaken, but the actually commission was talking about these changes and they're trying to find a way to stop this vote from even going on the ballot.
Wow.
And if we need more people to do that, because people, I know my friends, mm-hmm. they're like, Kim, I know this is going to make you angry, but I'm voting yes on it. It's like, hold on a second. I'm not telling you how to vote. It's everybody's decision to vote. But I'm asking you, please, to get better educated.
And that's what we're trying to do right,
right
now.
This is a diversion
of
funds.
Speaking of that, we've got the candidate forum coming up. We did it a couple of years ago, and they asked us to do it again. We're going to be interviewing candidates. And asking questions.
So August
29th. And making sure. August 29th is about all of this.
I'm
going
to tell everybody every single week that we're on the air that August 29th, come to your... Do they have to pay to come into your door?
No, it's completely free.
So even if you're
And even for our vendors, if you're a vendor that wants to be there, don't let money be the thing that holds you back.
Oh, God bless you.
It's more important that we get people there.
Yeah.
Right? If it was up to me, we would have it completely free and we would have a space and everything else just to come together.
So here's another reason to come to this, because we're going to make sure, and Jackie, I'm going to be bothering you about this one. I want to make sure that there's somebody there that can help educate the people on this terrible, terrible vote that's going on our ballot.
This will be one of the things that we'll be educated on. Supervisor elections are going to be there. We have the League of Women Voters that's also
awesome.
Going to be there. We will have voter registration tables.
I'm giving them a free cookie,
and like
Jen.
I said, our goal is not to sway one person one way or another, just to be educated, know why you're voting, know who your candidates are,
right.
know how they're going to affect your cities.
Well,
like I said, people think that the big elections are the ones that count, but it's the local stuff.
I can say that. I am absolutely, I want everybody to just vote no to this $250,000.
Yep.
You know, that's my, It doesn't mean they have to do it, but I'm saying please vote no. Please get educated because, number one, I don't want to lose my job.
Well, apparently, it says 4 days ago, Brevard commissioners raised our property tax in a vote on 7/22. The vote was 4-1 in favor of raising the millage cap up to 3.0942. Rob Feldner was the only one to vote no. The final hearing is going to be on September 8th and September 22nd.
And these things were for different things, infrastructure and things like that, but all the same.
If they're doing it now, yeah. Can you just imagine what it's going to be like
right.
if this keeps going on?
So right. I don't say I get on my soapbox.
Well, this says they voted to bust the current cap. This is what he said. I personally had enough of these clowns. If they can't live with the means of already high taxes, then resign. We don't need higher taxes. We need people who know how to budget. It's easy, so easy spending money that isn't yours.
That's true.
And this is from the Merritt Island Community News and Info page. And it's everywhere.
But it's going to be bankrupting a lot of cities. It's
the
just like you. It's going to hurt.
City of Palm Bay is hanging on. And,
yeah.
And, like I said.
Rockledge, Titusville.
And we
that's
all could.
Our community.
You know what? This is good, though. Maybe it's put a microscope on all of us to stop spending in different areas, which is good. I think we need that little kick in the butt every once. I always say to Jen, I don't get on my soapbox. Jen, what do I get on? I get on my
wine box.
Get on my wine box.
Yeah,
I stand on my wine box, but yeah, I'm all about this one. Listen, we are here again. I want to tell you we're here because Melbourne Seafood is graciously, all of these years we've been on the radio here, paid for our show and made sure that we can bring anybody like you on without having to make you pay to be on here. We can talk about anything that I'm, passionate about. I'm certainly passionate about this because, like I said, it affects my own personal family in more ways than one.
And we appreciate Melbourne Seafood, definitely.
I know.
And we love their food, too. So.
You know what?
Now that he's gone to fried food, which I've left a lot
So have
of
you
weight,
been to the new
I'm
restaurant?
I'm telling you, Nick.
Have you been to the new one on New Haven?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's like the old Rolly's. It's where the old Rolly's
oh, is that
was.
What it is?
He's moved in there, not where the custard place was. That was the original Rolly's, but it's over there.
The little white building kind of back to the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and right when you hit the sign, welcome
the
to Melbourne, City of Melbourne. He's right there. They have fried food now. They have fried fish, fried shrimp,
They've
all kinds of fried
because
they never had fried mm-hmm. food. They still have, it's the best garlic butter sauce.
I agree.
I don't know how my son gets double it though.
Look at Lex.
See, now,
I know.
Listen, we didn't
we
eat
may
no
have
lunch,
to
so
stop by on the way home.
I'm still hungry.
So, and I say that because everybody's
Nick,
like,
"Go by and get some hush puppies just for the." Thing.
That's the thing about if you want to do a commercial on our show, we're not doing it for you. We have to go there, try it out. We have to love it, and then when we talk about it, we're just telling you straight up because the one thing I do say, it is the best value for your money.
Really,
this
I cannot lie.
Under $10. You get, like, pasta, chicken, broccoli, that garlic sauce that Lex would drink with a spoon and or with a straw. And it is. It's the best value for your money. So, please, everybody, show some love to Melbourne Seafood Station. And, Jen, you going to give away somebody two dinners?
Oh, yes, but I'm not going to let you pick the number because I had to go through and count 100 people texting. Lex, pick a number between 1 and 30.
15. All right. 15th person to text, hey, I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood Station. We're going to make sure that you get...
y'all can text. I don't know.
We're going to make sure. We still got to get Donna Grigsby, her card there, but we're going to make sure
Donna's
like
one of the busiest folks I met. I mean, her and Ellen Abbott and Ellen O'Neill and so many people are so busy.
Have you... You know, Ellen O'Neill, who does see the show on Monday, I'm telling you, I follow her schedule. That girl is. She's one of the busiest people in Brevard these days playing guitar and playing all over.
I think she plays
over.
Every night.
I think she does, pretty close to it. So that's the Phoenix Band. I give a shout out to the Phoenix Band because we love Ellen and certainly her whole band has been quite helpful for our events. Jen, what else we got going on here? Let's tell everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this month here, we're finishing July. Oh, my gosh. We have a crazy month.
July has been
starting
our
with
month.
No, it was... what was the cards? The Pokemon cards. Who knew that 3,000? Very rarely, Jackie, do we have to take where we shut our windows and say we need a 15-minute break. And we literally, for Pokemon, shut the doors and said, we told somebody, I always pick the brightest red shirt. And I'll go, you know what? Right after you tell everybody gets in line behind you, they're going to be 15 minutes because I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
And we shut the doors because it was nonstop go from the minute we opened, even for the vendors before the people even got in there. Wall-to-wall people. buying Pokemon cards.
So we're still really into Pokemon, huh?
Oh,
I thought it had died.
They are. It came back again.
Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think it ever went away.
My son-in-law gave us one
$3,000 to $5,000. And these people are walking around with these binders and boxes of these things.
Like toolboxes. It's filled.
Yes, it's. She has Pokemon cards. My son, who's 36, has Pokemon cards. My granddaughters have Pokemon binders. And I'm like,
there was one card worth hundreds of dollars. I couldn't believe it, but they gave me, my son-in-law, go see if you can find this, and I did.
Yeah.
I said, yep, I got one guy that's got it. It's $280, and I just said, I'm not buying it for you.
And July is our slow month. From this point out, every weekend until February.
August, and I know you've got some other things also, but on our calendar, right there in our place at the Melbourne Auditorium, upcoming in August, we've got, on August 5th and 6th, we've got the Melbourne Municipal Band,
and
who's been working nice with us, who will be here on Tuesday before that. They're going to come in, and we're going to try to build that up like we did the orchestra. Here's a great one. I know for young people over there, Imani, we have the NXT Live Fights. I know that you know what the NXT Fights.
I'm there every time.
Do you know what those fights are, like the WWE?
You don't really watch those.
I don't either, but let me tell you, it's a fun day. It's very family friendly. And have you been to the fights over there? So the NXT Live, it's NXT Live. That's on August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
India Day. That's a biggie for us. The Patel family is, we always love them. And we're going to have some good Indian food.
Absolutely.
Do you say Indian food or do you say India food? Is it different?
I don't know.
When I think Indians, I think about my show I've been watching.
Oh, my Yellowstone. God.
Yellowstone.
My goodness gracious.
It's talking like Beth.
We won't even go there.
One of
my favorites is the Florida Oddities.
The Florida Oddities will be back on August 9th. And
then school starts.
You get to go back to school.
Now, my granddaughters are already in school. They started July 20th because they're at Challenger 7. And that's the year-round school.
They go year-round school.
They love it. They don't do that. It's called a summer slump where they forget things that they learned at the end of the year, the previous year through the summer. They forget things. Now they
like Lex, who forgets everything before she goes back.
We won't even discuss that. We won't pick on her today. But they love it. They get such long breaks. Their fall break is almost 3 weeks, and they've got a spring break that's almost 3 weeks, and Christmas, they just get longer breaks, but they're losing less of the education in between the summer.
Listen, I'm on Lex's defense. She's a cheerleader, so she can be like that movie Legally Blonde.
Mom.
No. Hey, actually, that works out well. She ends up being a lawyer.
That's right.
I'm going to have so many boyfriends.
Legally Blonde is L, and you watch the new L. So
Betsy Delgado and Ken from the House Church are doing Cherish the Sisterhood Pampering Day, which is really cool. This is the first time they're doing it during the afternoon. It's 10:30 to 3.
That's on the 15th,
It's on the 15th of August, and you can come there. No money, again, like you were just saying, Jackie. You can come there and get, pampered. Haircuts and your nails done, and listen to just a little sermon. And I know I make some great hors d'oeuvres for that night, and it's just a really fun night. So keep that one in mind for August 15th. Of course, our gun and knife show. Mac and Adam will be back on August 22nd and 23rd for the Gun and Knife Show. And
we actually have a new event on the on the 16th. It's called Circus of Scream, and I have no details.
Is in the September.
There's a different one. There's Fear Circus, and then on the 16th of August, it's Circus of Scream. I don't think it's anything scary. I think it's a production. I think it's one of the K-pop.
Like the K-pop?
I think so.
Are you too old for K-pop? You're not.
There's different
kinds. What ages are K-pop?
There's K-pop Demon Hunters, and then there's things
and
like
bands.
And we
got both of those coming up. What about...
I mean, I personally don't really listen to K-pop, but I know people that are really into
that's
it.
That's a
biggie. They're really into it.
My niece and Lex and Brianna. Which,
it blew me away.
Hi, Brianna.
We sold out two shows for K-pop.
They were two totally different shows.
We've got that coming in September. We've got the orchestra on this the September 2nd and 3rd. I love the orchestra.
And the most important part of August, in my opinion, and people may not think so, is August 29th.
That's right.
Angels Bridge and Gaps.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. I mean,
we've got a Rocket Con coming up. I had so much fun at the last Rocket Con. And
we have another Pokemon card show on the 5th of September.
But we do have the Fear Circus and K-Pop coming back. Mm-hmm. We have
We also have a Michael Jackson tribute
Yeah, we do. But let's talk about, this is the biggest job. And Jen, I can't even thank you enough for doing this project with me. I know there's a lot of, what's the word? Do we say diversified?
Diversity.
Diversity. There's a lot of diversity in the world. But Jen and I are working on probably the biggest job I've ever done in my life. We're expecting 15,000 people in attendance at the Melbourne Auditorium. We sat yesterday with the police, the fire, the city councils, the city manager, clerk, and just everybody to make sure that we have a safe
and Tina, event. Justin, Bill, with Space Coast Pride. We're going to be doing that on the 26th of September at the Melbourne Auditorium.
So, and let's just back up, because Jen and I, if somebody has a couch they're not using, maybe wants to drop it off there at the auditorium here, because let me tell you, we're going to need couches to sleep on. We're not going to be able to leave.
That whole weekend is
a long weekend. We've got Women of Rock show, which is really good. The last one had like Joan Jett, Pat Benatar.
So
these are covers.
These tickets are
It was such a good show. And especially, it's so great to do a concert at the auditorium because
people
you can
get up
dance in the aisles.
And there's another place in town that has concerts, but
the King Center?
Shush it. you can't get up. You can barely get to your seat. But here at the Melbourne Auditorium, they keep the back part open.
And we dance. At ABBA, you can think I was ABBA.
We have so much fun. But it's going to be going on until around 10 or 11. Then we got to turn right back around and by about 5 or 6, be back at the auditorium.
In the morning. No, we're not going to be able to leave.
Yeah.
We're just not.
And
we're going to have to set up
because
we've got to set up about 5 bars.
Oh, yes.
So we got Space Coast Pride Fest.
Yep. And then on the 27th, we got the Guitar Expo. So if nobody sees us or hears from us for a week after that,
let's try to get somebody from the Guitar Expo in here so we know what that is.
I want to get Kenny Meredith.
Yeah.
Kenny Meredith, give me a call. Kenny.
Reach out to Kenny.
Call your favorite sister-in-law.
For this Guitar Fest.
And so you and Vince can just come out and visit.
So we've got busy.
Bring Jerry.
And I'm excited because I got to tell you, so we've got 2 days to breathe.
Real quick, I've got to throw this in here or I will be in so much trouble. The annual Backpack Bash at Melbourne from Melbourne PD will be at McDonald's on Hibiscus from 2 to 5 on Saturday. This coming up Saturday doing their annual backpack thing.
That's awesome. McDonald's. You don't need a backpack. That's for ones that can't get one, Goofy.
Yeah, not the ones that already
have
30.
I love McDonald's.
Oh, it's the McDonald's part that you want.
Yeah.
Also, a hurricane preparedness community event at Lowe's in West Melbourne, 10 to 2 Saturday, and the Christian Surfer Space Coast weekly meeting.
Excellent. And we've got 2 days to breathe. We can't say what we're doing because Brianna might be listening.
Brianna.
And we've
yeah.
got something so
it's
special
like
that we're
Brianna.
Doing with the kids
my
for the next 2 days.
My best friend in the whole world.
We're going to take 2 days and just breathe and enjoy a couple days and enjoy the girls. Yes. And Jackie, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you
and
guys so much for
again.
Having us.
Yeah.
We would love
before.
To. I'd love to bring Nicole back with
absolutely.
Me to give some updates.
We're giving you that invitation.
And keep also on your calendar October 10th.
Okay.
October 10th, we're having our, I'm sorry, October 2nd, we're having our candidate forum.
Excellent.
And I'll keep you posted. Yeah. Actually, that's going to be at the Melby Hotel.
Okay, and get that info to Jen and we'll do that.
I think she sent it on a flyer.
Dana's giving me the finger, which means that it's time to say goodbye. So listen, everybody, thank you for tuning in today. Please re-listen to our show today and try to catch something that you might not have heard the first time.
And send us questions,
send us feedback. And listen, I just appreciate all of you tuning in now in the middle of the day to What's Cooking in the 321. Have a great week.